Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. My MA number is 435-064. I'm in WAZ, the Valley of Death. This prison is terrible. Thank God for giving me the strength today to get up on this phone and call. I've been trying to call, but like I say, they let our calls go through. Sometimes when they won't, they just play with our phone calls. Every week, it's so many people been having a virus, testing with the virus. It's terrible. They had inmates in here that they ain't had nowhere to put them for hours with the virus, walking around, 6 hours walking around us, no mask, no nothing. And plus, like, they staff, like, 10 of them, more than that now, are tested positive with the COVID virus. We still don't have no bleach. We don't have, we just using, like, watered-down disinfectant, whatever they want to call this. This prison has covered a lot of stuff. It's so many people packed on top of each other with this virus. They had to open up the unit that not supposed, nobody's supposed to be in there. Lenaway is so nasty and filthy in there. The ceilings leak and everything is molded out, but they housing the inmates in there now. As we speaking, I'm trying to talk fast so I can get everything out. My chest hurt, I'm out of breath a little bit. It's so bad. The warden is terrible. I don't see how he got a job. I don't see how he's running this prison. You might as well say we running the prison, the inmates. We trying to help and look out for one another because we don't have nothing in here to help ourselves. Like I say, some of the officers do what they're supposed to do, but they get in trouble because they say they're over me. These people, these officers can't help us, can't do nothing because they get in trouble. They scared to. And on fact of that, if y'all would never stop, they would have never stopped testing. They should have kept on testing the officers. In and out, nurses, everybody in and out. It wouldn't be like this. Now we can't see our families. We can't see our kids. This is sickness. We went 2 years without seeing our family, over 2 years. This is sad. We are losing people out there. I would be glad to hug my mama. I fear for my life every day in here. The medical, they need to be fired. The whole healthcare need to be fired. This is ridiculous. You got about two people out of the healthcare will help, but they scared now. Like, they just missing everybody together. They don't even know what the hell to do. But on top of that, we at risk, but y'all at risk too. Y'all, some of them probably living with their grandmas, their mother, their kids. And officers, y'all can bring that stuff home to them and they might can't handle it and kill them. So y'all at risk too. Like, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. Like, I'm fighting the warden. I'm fighting the government. And how do you watch? What is going on? Why? I know y'all here. We call. I know y'all here. Y'all listen to us. A lot of y'all tell us, come on now. We got to do better than this. It's time for not just the inmates to stand up. It's time for y'all to stand up too because y'all working in this place. Y'all going through the same thing we going through. This other thing, y'all go home. But y'all can take it home to y'all family. Not only top of the COVID, we're living in feces, mold. We living in a whole bunch of stuff in here that y'all can track and take it home to y'all family. So it's time for, if you don't want to say your name, stand up and say something so we can get some help. Like, I'm tired of sitting around here trying to walk and keep my head up. It hurts. It's really hard. And I get so emotional because I still ain't got the help. I went to the heart specialist, I think Friday. They looking at why I haven't got my ushers on for my heart so they can see what's going on. The prison still ain't sent me since January. Like, my heart get up to 170, 100, and almost 180. This is not good. Like, this is not good. I'm just so tired, and I know y'all, people are listening to us. I know I get a lot of letters from y'all. We just want to say thank y'all so much for listening, but it got to get out to here, because it just seems like the government, she know everything. You wrote my friend a letter. You talking about you help us. What is you doing? This prison is going down. They missing us all together. I'm fearful for my life in here.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.